Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophet is the word of God, episode 137. And I know that it's getting curiouser and curiouser. The word is really coming for you. For you, it's grabbing you and say, here, this is it. This is it. So Hebrews 4:12, which is our fundamental scripture, was saying it. And by this time, if you've been listening to me, then you should be able to say it with me. Come on, let's go. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That is Hebrews 4:12. But we're boxing it up with what? James 1:22. Come on, let's say James 1:22 together. James 1:22, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. And that is self-delusion. So we are now reading Matthew 7:21, which says, and that is, I said, if you have a good Bible, it's written in red, because these are the words of Jesus, direct words of Jesus. And he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So we say, Lord, Lord, but after that, are we ready to do his will? How am I going to find his will? I said to you, it will not be from the skies. So how do I know his will? His will is his word. His will is his word. When I say come, you say, I will not come. That is it. You have spoken, you will not come. When I say come, I will come. So I will know what you want to do by what the things you have said. In the same way, we will be able to know what God is doing, what he wants to do, what he has done, what he's telling you to do. Concerning your finances, concerning your parents, concerning your spouse, concerning your children, husband, you find what he says. Your wife, you find what he says. Everything that you are, you will find it in the word of God. What he says you should do, what he says you should do, what he says you should not do, is all in the word. And that is when you know his will. So somebody says that, okay, God says that he will give me my heart desire. Okay, so because of that, I am praying for a husband. I've seen this nice dude. He's always so neatly dressed. I like him. But the only problem is that he has a wife. He says he doesn't like his wife. He's going to divorce very soon. So we are in a relationship. Listen to yourself. How can a Christian lady ever talk like this? Or if you're a Christian man and the woman says, I'm going to divorce my husband so that I will be with you. Why do we do that? Or it's a complex situation. Is it complex? Put it before the word. The word will demystify it just now for you. The word of God will always demystify it. It will always demystify it. So why would we say that is out of the will of God? Why can't we say, do you want to rob a bank? Okay, you want to rob a bank. Why don't you pray to God and say, Lord, I want to rob this bank. I want to rob it, and I'm getting guns and everything ready to go and rob it. Why will it be ridiculous if you prayed about it and you solicited God's help? Because even though it is something that you wish you could do, it is not written in the word. It is not written in the word that we can go for somebody's husband, we can go for somebody's wife. It is not written in the word that we can rob a bank. It is not written. It is against the word of God. That's what I mean. It is against God's word. God's word forbids us from marrying somebody's husband or wife. God's word forbids us from robbing a bank. God's word forbids us from murdering. God's word forbids us from committing adultery. God's word forbids us. So when you see that the word is forbidding you, then that is not in the will of God. And if you will be a doer of the word, it means that you will not be able to do those things that God says you shouldn't do. But many of us, I don't know what we think. Do you think that you can deceive God? So people come to church, they have like a perfect lifestyle, but behind, just in the hidden places, oh my God, they are into pornography. Why would you do that? Scamming people, you know, stealing from people, backbiting. When somebody comes, oh, hello, how are you? When the person says, look at her, legs like stay, look at her back, look at like this. Oh, why can a Christian do this? Are you a doer of the word? The believer must be a doer of the word, and is doing the word that leads us into doing God's will. You are blessed. Bye.